Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Well, as the country prepares for a further reopening next month, this week here on Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live, we are just looking at some of the how the different sectors are adapting and preparing for the potential reopening in the coming weeks. And Bobby Kerr is here with us in studio, as always. Bobby, thanks
how
for joining
are you,
us.
Andrea? How's
good,
things?
Not bad now. It's looking good, though, for business.
Yeah, I think, you know, people have now, I think two things. Firstly, businesses have almost found a way to trade, you know, during all the restrictions that are around them. So some businesses have a level of turnover coming in, but there's a lot of expectation around this so-called pent-up demand, you know. And again, people talk about this K-shaped recovery where some people have done well out of COVID and others haven't. But the ones that have done well maybe have savings, maybe are in a position to do a house extension or, you know, buy a new car or because they've had no money to spend on holidays, restaurants, pubs, whatever. So there's a, and some of the figures out there are quite startling. So, you know, if your business is ready and you have some sort of vision about people getting vaccinated and people going to be allowed back onto your premises, I think there's good cause for optimism.
We wanted to focus today more specifically on the motor trade industry. I know you were out and about.
I was.
Eyeing up cars.
I was.
In the forecourts.
Mary told me not to come back with Anthony when I left to check out the Mercedes garage in Dunleary.
Did you?
I didn't come back with Anthony. But you know what? It was a beautiful experience. Firstly, you know, a car showroom now, it's certainly the one, MSL, Grange Motors, the one I was in Dunleary, beautifully set out, all glass, all the people working there in admin and everything right on the floor. And there was a fantastic atmosphere in it. And the cars were just, wow. Yeah, it's hard not to buy something.
You sound like you're going to be heading back to the forecourts. Bobby, we're going to come to your report to find out about your experience in a few moments' time. But we actually sent our own reporter here on Lunchtime Live, Sheffer McQueen, out to the Skoda garage in Clare to just find out how things are going there.
Al Hayes Skoda is a car dealership located on the Gort Road just outside of Ennis. Former Galway hurler Damien Hayes is the sales manager at the garage, and I'm meeting him in their showroom to chat about the business.
We're a family business. We opened up in October, so we did 2015, and we sell Skoda cars brand new, and then we would have a range of what we call quality used cars, which would range from Skoda approved cars to non-franchise makes.
And you mentioned it's a family business. Was it something you were always going to get into?
Yeah, it's funny. Al and Noreen, which is mammy and daddy, so they are, right? Al is a Volkswagen dealer up in Portumna, and they became a Volkswagen dealer in 1982, which is actually the year that I was born. And mammy then originally hails from Lissy Casey in County Clare. So we do often say that Al's garage is in Portumna and mammy's garage is in Clare. Dorig, my brother, runs Tuam. I'm here in Innes with my sister Orla and Ronan. So sometimes we don't want to see each other at the weekends because we're sick of talking to each other during the week.
You can hear from the echo in the room here. We're in the showroom, so you might just give us an example of what we have here.
It's a modern state-of-the-art Skoda dealership is the showroom. People wouldn't notice that there's certain type of tiles that have to be put into the showroom that makes cars look glossier, makes cars look bigger. It's a 7-car showroom. So that if a customer comes in, they're able to see the details of the cars.
What has business been like since the start of January? Like, January is always the big month of the year for a lot of car dealerships. Obviously, we're in a pandemic. Has business slowed down a lot?
I won't lie to you, it's been difficult after taking pre-orders for new cars in particular. What we found here, just here in Innes, was we didn't have the same footfall. So like you'd often speak to someone that might be from Mullingar and ask them during the week and on the Saturday to drive down to view a car. That client is gone. We're tipping away. That is the best way to describe how the business is going. We're definitely down in what we call sales. You sell a car to someone over the phone. You're using WhatsApps, you're using videos, you're using screen calls, all that type of stuff. And then you meet a customer and to come to collect, and it nearly has to be redone again because you're checking their car and they're checking our car to make sure everything is right. And then there has to be the whole thing of trust and respect. Yeah. You know, you have to have your manners and asking, do you mind if I test drive your car? You know, because of the whole COVID situations.
So are you seeing a lot more sales falling through than you would have seen maybe before?
Our secondhand sales in particular would be back. One time Saturdays used to be, as we call it, our mental busy day, but now you can't give test drives. Yeah.
You just mentioned there that the used car sales are up. Why do you think that is? Are people deciding, you know what, I'm going to buy a car for a couple of years? What is the situation different?
A lot of them have come back with very small mileage because last year a lot of people didn't do an awful lot of driving.
They're nearly brand new.
Exactly. And you take, for example, I have a car now going out now in a few minutes with the click and collect. And it's a 191 car with 21,000 kilometres, okay. Like, which is absolutely tiny, do you know, for a 191 diesel car. I think myself that a lot of people are at home. Some aren't working. I think they're saving money. They're not spending as much.
Could we head outside now and just have a look to see what you have? I might have a look to see if there's something that's available for myself.
Yeah, perfect. So come on up. We've outside the front door of the showroom here. So Sifa, we're just after walking out the front door of the showroom here now. We have all our Skodas on display up the very, very front. So with respect to everyone, our Skodas get pride of place. So all these cars on display in the first and second rows are all one-owner cars with all tiny mileage. If you were saying which car would I think you'd look well in, here's a 192 black Skoda Karoq, a Sportsline. It's one-owner, belongs to great friends of mine, so did in Portumna, and has tiny mileage again with a full service history. There's 30,000 kilometres on it, and I think you'd look very, very well in that. You'd go around driving it in style.
Back here then as well. So what are the other models you have?
Yeah, so as you can see, then we have all our non-franchise. There's a Hyundai here, there's a Ford there, there's a Nissan, there's also Toyotas. We'd have a good few Volkswagens as well on display. All the lines are done by the years. So if you were looking for an 18 car, as you can see, that line is all 18s, mm-hmm. and the one behind it is 17s.
And what models are selling the most now since January?
Yeah, well, for us, our Skodas are going extremely well. Our bread and butter sales would be our Skodas. And like it's like the saying with Skoda, you know, Skoda definitely driven in Ireland, but they're definitely driven in County Clare.
Just a rough kind of estimate. What price range are people buying at the moment?
The huge selling car at the moment is the car that's in the region of the 2015, 2016, 2017 year car. And I will guarantee you a lot of garages will back me up on that. Year car is gone very, very scarce. So you're speaking in the region of the 10,000 euros to 15,000 euro bracket car. But also another car that's gone extremely scarce is the 1 liter car back the years.
Okay.
So annual in the region between 5,000 and 10,000 euros. They're gone impossible to get because they're kind of like the hand-me-down car. You might have a son or a daughter that's becoming 17 or 18 and instead of trading that car, they'll hold on to it and give it to them.
And finally, as a business owner, what have you learned in the last year?
What have I learned? God, we've learned an awful lot. We've learned about sanitizing. We've learned about hygiene. You know, but I always say the car business, the dealership, the motor trade, it's very, very similar to the hotels. And you're providing a massive service. You want the customer to know that they're being looked after. You're ringing them up to see are they okay and all. I suppose if anything I've learned over this is that you must stay going forward and you must stay positive and stay doing all the things that you've been doing right and continue to do it, only try to do a little bit better.
Good stuff there. Sifa McQueen there, our own reporter out at the Skoda Garage in Ennis in County Clare. The two things Bobby struck me there. One, you know, the difficulty for a family business over the past couple of months, and click and collect, it was something I wouldn't really have associated with the motor trade business.
Well, I think you'll hear in my report now what they do is they actually bring the car to you. So they'll bring the car to you and you'll go off in and do the test drive. And at that same time, they'll examine your car, you know, for the trade-in value. So, but that doesn't necessarily have to happen in the showroom. And it's interesting to hear him talking about, you know, the low mileage cars and the second-hand market. Mm. I remember buying a car one time, somebody said, oh, it's a priest's car and it's low mileage. And I'm saying, well, how does that make it a better car? Oh, you know, the way priests are very careful with their cars.
That's why you always buy a car that's a one-lady owner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always wanted to be owned by one older woman. But listen, you were writing about it, you mentioned, in Dunleary.
Yeah, MSL Grange Motors in Dunleary. Here, have a listen to this. Now I'm in Pottery Road in Dunleary. I've decided to visit motor sales showroom, and I'm at MSL Grange Motors here in Dunleary. I'm delighted to be joined by the general manager, Brian Downs. Brian, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Bobby. How are you today?
I'm great. Firstly, Brian, can I say that I'm massively impressed by your fantastic showroom here. You'll describe it better than I will, but you know, all the cars are out on the floor.
The desks are interspersed around it, and it's a lovely, lovely feeling when you enter this showroom about, I almost want to buy a car.
Yeah, we're very lucky. We have a massive showroom. It's 40,000 square feet in total, so huge, huge, huge facility. And in that, we've got our service centre and our sales centre, and we've got capacity here for 20 cars or 21 cars. So we try to make it as a warm and welcome approach rather than walking into this big glass palace where people are a bit intimidated. We want to make it friendly if possible.
And is that integration where you have sales and service and even administration all in the same place, does that make for a better experience, you think, when it comes to selling a car?
Yeah, we believe one-stop shop. When you come in to buy your car, when you're collecting the car, it's a very exciting experience. You've gone through all the process of wanting to buy it and driving it and everything that goes with it. And then when you collect the car, you get an opportunity to meet the person that will look after you when you come to servicing the vehicle. And you come back to the same place where you can have a cup of tea and a cup of coffee. The salesperson should say hello and you're all in the one place. So we like to try and keep everybody together so that there's no passing of people to do. You know, it's an experience rather than a chore.
Excellent. Now, everybody's world has been turned upside down, Brian, the last 12, 14 months. Your own experience in MSL, I suppose this time last year, your world changed.
Yeah, we've gone through a very interesting period in the world, I think, and everybody has done. When the lockdown came around, the initial lockdown, it was a massive shock to everybody. And we were open one day and the next day we weren't. It was as simple as that. So what we did was we tried to engage with all the staff remotely, which was a challenge in itself. But we had training, online training facilities, so we were able to do that with the entire team. So there's 47 people here. So we're able to do technical training online. We were able to do sales training online, customer experience training. And it was a real opportunity for everybody to catch up on some of the things that perhaps we'd slightly forgotten about. We had our daily quiz to keep everybody, you know, entertained, which was quite fun at times.
Brian, this is a smashing looking car. I'm already interested. What have we got here?
So what we have here is the all-new Mercedes-Benz EQC. So it's a fully electric vehicle. Wow. So as you know, at the moment, there's a big lean towards hybrid and to electric vehicles. And we're lucky Mercedes-Benz have the widest range available. So everything that we have comes in a hybrid model, and there's more and more coming. So when we do reopen this facility, we'll have loads of launches and loads of new cars, which is exciting. But this car in particular is fully electric.
Fully electric.
So it does about 400 kilometres on a full charge. And as you can see,
it has everything. Oh, wow. I'm going to sit into this car and have a look. Oh, what a beautiful car. The dash is like looking at, you know, the clearest iPad you've ever seen. It's all shiny. It's black. This is a nice car, Brian.
Yeah, so electric cars have been the way forward for a long time, and Mercedes-Benz are not trying to just have an electric car. They want the brand to be instilled in it. So Mercedes-Benz, everybody wants a Mercedes-Benz, and what they've done is they've put an electric car into Mercedes-Benz that is absolute premium and luxury.
Absolutely beautiful. So theoretically then, if I was interested in this car, I would have engaged with you online. Maybe somebody would have sent me a video of how the car works. I'd understand how much it is. So I'd be fairly well informed when I get here. Then I see the car. Then I want to buy it. Is it just like the old ways from there?
Well, yes and no. So everybody wants to drive it. So you wouldn't buy it unless you drive it. You wouldn't buy a suite of furniture unless you sat on it. You wouldn't buy a car unless you're driving it.
Well, it's really interesting to see here today how businesses adapt, how they change post-pandemic. And this is a really good example of using technology, going virtual, and using, I suppose, you know, what you're good at, your old, which are, you know, good, positive sales techniques. Because, you know, you're still selling at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And our salespeople have had to adapt. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And we're so lucky to have such good people in our business. And that's what's driven us forward and allowed us to continue doing business the way that we're doing business.
Well, Brian, I told my wife that I was coming out to see you today, and I wouldn't come back with a car. So I better be true to that and head away before I burn a hole in my pocket.
Well, thanks very much for coming to see us today. And you're always welcome.
You're a great salesman, Bobby. A shiny shiny iPad for a dashboard.
I think you never buy the first day, so you have to go and then you have to say that.
Well,
you
I'm
know,
sold anyway.
You have to say, oh, no, that's way too dear. I'll have to think about it. And, you know, it's like that's a car that's, I don't know, I think the list price is 92,000. It's an expensive purchase. So you want to be sure that you do your research. Yeah. And it's interesting to hear Brian saying there that the consumers that come in now are so well informed. They've done all their research. They've looked at the videos online. They've shopped around so that they really, if they come in, they really are ready to buy.
A couple of great messages coming in, actually, and there's one caught my own eye because it's something I often thought myself, Bobby. Actually, this listener says, I pay for somebody to come with me to buy a new car. I've had the same banger for years now, but always get so intimidated when I go to a garage. I'm the lad that ends up paying for all of the extra bits and pieces whenever I get a service as well.
Well, I think that's quite a good idea. Like if you go with somebody, you know, one person can listen and the other person can ask. And you know, it's two against one versus the salesman. And he'll be trying, or he or she will be trying to work out who's the buyer here, you know, and you can. I always have a lot of fun when I'm buying Anthony, and I always make sure that I don't pay full value for it because, you know, part of the crack about going out to buy a car is to kind of feel that you got a few quid off or that you. And, you know, one thing somebody told me, I think it was my father, said salesmen always have something more to give. So you go in with that in your head that his last price or his best price is never his best price if you're going to walk out the door.
This listener says, I'd love to get a fully electric car, but I have pure range anxiety. Do we have the infrastructure to get away with an EV? I live in Dublin. My parents are in Kerry.
It looks like we've kind of come to the top of the hill on that, and that really now the infrastructure is starting to come. There certainly doesn't appear to be. I know when electric cars came on the market first, there was this hesitancy and there was, but now I think it's 1 in 10 or something cars is now fully electric.
Well, I did a report actually in the Hard Shoulder 2 or 3 years ago because I had pure range anxiety, about this and, you know, about going to Donegal because of the kind of back roads that, you know, I would take nearly through Fermanagh and Cavan, and you know, to my surprise, I did get there. But the point is that when you want to stop at some of the fast range charging points, that's where, you know, certainly there can be an issue, is actually identifying those, particularly if you're not going on the main.
But if you've got a range of 300 miles, you know, you really, and you know, the infrastructure now, everybody has the charger outside their house. So by and large, you know,
that's definitely moved on.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
and I think the market is now ready for it. And I think that business about charging and supplies, it will have to change because the market will demand it will change. I think you're going to see forecourts probably changing as well, in the sense that the dwell times might be different. You know, people may not go at all, you know, so they have to reinvent their business.
A great message here for you, Bobby. This one listener is wondering, how do you haggle on buying a new car? Any tips?
Yeah, first of all, you tell the guy it's too dear. That's your starting point.
And you got a better offer down the road.
You work back from there and you tell him that you've already looked at it and you saw it cheaper here. So you just get in and you're confident and you just get into the banter with them. They love that as well. Yeah. You know, sales guys like to haggle and they like somebody who comes along and gives them a bit of a challenge. That's their DNA.
Whenever I'm buying a new car, if I get the opportunity to, I'm definitely going to be bringing you with me.
Well, I know, it's no problem.
You can do the deal.
Absolutely.
This listener says, who'd buy a new car in the last year when we can't drive anywhere anyway? I actually miss the long drives along the East Coast. Yeah, well, that's I think there'll be.
I went on a long drive for the first time in a long time at the weekend for work, and it was a real experience. Yeah. I really actually enjoyed it. Just being out on the road for the first time in probably about 6 months.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Clear the head.
Listen, if you would like to take part in our Open for Biz segment here on Lunchtime Live with myself and Bobby, you can always just drop us an email. It's openforbiz.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
At newstalk.com. Hopefully, as the restrictions, of course, ease, we will be back out and about again and meeting up with business owners across the country.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.